run.
Cleaned all the
soot out of there, because whenever the weather changes, the soot will catch on fire up there.
Yeah. Where'd you clean the chimney out? Well, you always had to keep us out of the fireplace.
Well, you know how we used to clean it? We'd go and get out that house over there and get a big bunch of hay and just fill up that hole like that, and we'd light it. And God almighty, boy, you see that thing when that dry hay would catch on fire, man. You talk about a draft. Well, it would just throw everything out. If we didn't do that, every now and then the weather would change and it would catch on fire up in there, and first thing you know, it would come down. The whole thing would come down. Boy, you talk about a mess then. We had a mess then to clean. So old people got smart, they'd go get a bunch of hay, you know, and put a whole lot of pressure to it and blow it out. I remember my daddy doing that, man. And then we used to have something else would give us trouble too. These little old stiff wing martens, whatever you call them.
Yeah.
They'd fly around, you know, like right at dark. Well, they used to go down that chimney and they'd build nests down in there, in that chimney. And every now and then, boy, it'd be up in there just coming down, you know, like that. Man, that soot would fall down like that in summertime. We had to keep a board up in front there all the time, keep that soot from coming down. Every now and then, young ones would fall out in the nest up there. You'd hear them down there, and we had to go and destroy them and kill them.
Yeah,
they would be too young to fly, and they'd pull out of that nest, and we'd have to kill them then. You don't hardly see them little things no more.
Yeah,
chimney sweep.
Yeah. Was there a kind of a board maybe over the chimney? You might put a clock or something like that?
On top of it? Yeah. We never did put nothing over it. Never did.
No, I mean in the house, you know.
In the house? No, we just have it in front of it, like.
In front of the fireplace, you know.
In front of the fireplace, that's all. Just keep sutting all from scattering all over, you know. In the morning, my dad, I tell my wife that day morning, I said, look like I can see my daddy doing that. He'd have the sugar and the milk, the coffee pot and all that. And in the morning, he'd get up, he'd light that fire, and that's where he was going to make that coffee, right there. Get ready to go.
Right on the.
And go trapping then. In the wintertime, he'd make his coffee right there in that fireplace. When we was kids, we used to throw stuff in there like peanuts and pecans and roast them in there. He'd go around playing shovel in them hot ashes and cook them right there.
Yeah.
When we first moved over here, they had a different place. They had a building. Oh, that thing was wider than this and every bit this long. Well, they didn't do nothing but cook. But they cook on an open fire. They had a big chimney in there, big fireplace like, and they cook right out the pot on the fire right in there. And then they had a partition like where they had a big table where they would eat by. Had a slave old nigger cook, you know, that would come over there and cook every day and all that. I remember that good.
Huh. Now, out in front of the fireplace, you had a kind of a, did you have something built out in front of the fireplace with, you know, that maybe made out of brick or something like that?
Well, right in front of it, we always had, most of them, you'll see them, where they build them up high, or either they'll have maybe one layer of brick or two layer of brick, like the length of two layer of bricks in case some fire roll out of it, you know. But we always had these dogs, whatever you call them,